Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the aim of fixing our attention, our hearts, our minds upon the Lord before we even gather as the church. And this morning I want to read for us from Psalm 29, just verse 1 and 2. And these two verses are so helpful for us as the people of God before we gather together to keep our minds focused on why we gather. And it says this: Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Throughout Psalms, there's a number of these places that speak and call us as people of God to give worship and praise to the Lord, just like this. And I think especially this verse and some others in like Psalm 96, what I love about this is it's not a suggestion. It's a command. It's not dependent upon how our week went, but a clear, direct command to ascribe to the Lord. And to ascribe means this simply: to give back what already belongs to him. Because we know this, that God's not waiting for our worship to become glorious. He already is. Our worship doesn't add to his greatness, but rather it aligns our hearts with the reality that he is already great. And too often I think we come to church thinking that worship is somehow about what we receive, maybe encouragement and comfort. And those things are good, yes, but Psalm 29 flips that thinking upside down and reminds us of what worship first and foremost is about. And it's about what we give, giving glory, honor, surrender to the one who is worthy, the name of Jesus. And notice the weight of the language in this text: giving glory and strength, the glory due his name, the splendor of holiness. This is very reverent language, very focused, wholehearted adoration and worship of the Lord, because God is holy. He deserves more than the leftovers of our attention or half-engaged praise. He deserves the best of our hearts. And so before you step into the auditorium this morning, before you walk through the doors of church, would you ask yourself this: what am I bringing with me? Not what songs I hope that they sing, not whether today meets your preferences, but would you come ready to ascribe? Come ready to declare with your life, with your lips, with your lungs, that God alone is glorious, that he is strong, that he is worthy to be praised. And so I want to encourage you, come ready, come humble, come expectant, and come ready to give the Lord the worship that he is rightfully due. Father, this morning we are once again reminded that you alone are worthy of all glory and praise. God, I pray that right now that you begin even preparing our hearts as we come before you, as we gather as the church to ascribe the glory due your name. May our gathering and our adoration and our worship of you bring you incredible joy and honor. We come to you now, ready to give you our best, ready to ascribe to the Lord, ascribe the glory that you are rightfully due. And so meet with us, we ask, in the holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.